Good afternoon, everyone. The Senate Rules Committee will come to order. Please call the roll to establish quorum.
Senators Alquist?
Here.
Alquist here. DeLeon?
Here.
DeLeon here. Fuller?
Here.
Fuller here. Harmon?
Here.
Harmon here. Steinberg?
Here.
Steinberg here.
Very good. A quorum has been established. We have a short agenda today. We have one gubernatorial appointee for vote only, Madeline Glickfeld, who is not required to appear, as she did appear and answered the committee's questions at some length last week. But her nomination is up for a vote, and I would take a motion on the nomination. Moved by Senator Alquist. Is there any comment or question from any of the members? If not, please call the roll.
Senators Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. DeLeon?
Aye.
DeLeon, aye. Fuller?
No.
Fuller, no. Harmon?
No.
Harmon, no. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
That nomination passes by a vote of 3-2 to the Senate floor. Will be taken up forthwith over the next several days. There are then a number of other items, select committee appointments, as I understand it. Senator DeSantis on file item 2 wants to establish a select committee on excellence and innovation in state government and lists a number of members, and that Senator Emerson would like to be off that committee. Many jokes come to mind, but I'm not going to say them. anyways, so with that one change, are there any other changes that the any of the committee members want to make? So Harbin and,
yes, Mr. Chairman, on item 14, it would seem to me that it would be appropriate for that matter to go to a policy committee, or else could be put over, but it hasn't had any review by a policy committee. I'd ask that it go to a policy committee.
What is the... This is the California Cut Flowers resolution. What is the policy issue that the resolution speaks to?
It involves some free trade issues, particularly with the country of Colombia.
Okay.
And I think that would warrant a review in a policy
committee. Yes, Senator.
Let me add something. You know, I'm fine one way or the other, but... I have a little experience with the cut flower industry, given the fact that the flower market in downtown Los Angeles is the nation's largest flower market. And moreover, when we see the Rose Bowl and you see the roses on each float, about 95% of those roses are not American roses. They come either from Ecuador or they come from Colombia. And that is because of free trade agreements and because of the eradication of the poppy seed in Afghanistan, what they did with regards to the cocaine trade in Peru, Colombia, and Ecuador was to begin the flower industry, if you will, which had the unintended consequence of having a lot of folks in California lose their jobs. So the vast majority of flowers that you receive in a bouquet, 95% chances are they came from Colombia. So I kind of get the spirit. I haven't read AJR number 15, but I sort of kind of get the spirit of what he's trying to go with this in terms of jobs and just the survivability of the cut flower industry.
Well, you know, an issue like this, as opposed to just a resolution, might actually benefit profile-wise from a committee hearing and give some voice to the issue. What committee would be appropriate?
The Rose and Bouquet?
The Rose and Bouquet Committee, yes.
We have that one, don't we?
Every day is roses and bouquets. How about B&P? Okay, is that okay, Senator Harmon? And then we'll talk to Senator Price whether or not he wants to hold a hearing next couple days, but it's probably January, but maybe we can give the issue even more attention. All right, without objection, well, then let's take up. There's got another one.
I do. On item 15, I would like to have a separate vote on that. I'll be abstaining.
Okay, so we will go with file items 2 through 13. Moved by Senator Alquist. Please call the roll.
Senators Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. DeLeon?
Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
That passes.
DeLeon?
DeLeon, aye.
Passes 5-0. Now, with file item 14, the motion will be, again, if by Senator Alquist, to refer the resolution of the Senate B&P Committee. Without objection, can we substitute the unanimous roll call for that vote? Without objection. Very good. File item 15, this is AJR 16, memorializing the National Park Service to declare McDonald Hall a National Historic Landmark. Moved by Senator Alquist. Please call the roll.
Senators Alquist? Alquist, aye. DeLeon? Fuller? Harmon? Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
DeLeon?
DeLeon, aye.
Thank you. That motion passes 3-2. I think that's all the business we have before the Rules Committee. Thank you all very, very much.